All right, we turn our attention now to the NFC, another contender for that NFC championship crown, the San Francisco 49ers. And we talk about their busy offseason with Matt Maiocco from CSN Bay Area. And Matt, it has been a bit of a topsy-turvy offseason for the 49ers. For the second year in a row, a change at the safety position. They bring in Antoine Bethea, the former Indianapolis Colt, the longtime Colt, and out is Dante Whitner. What does that mean for the state of the 49ers defense?
Well, I mean, I think they feel like they can just hit the ground running with Antoine Bethea because they really are replacing Dante Whitner with somebody who's similar, a solid pro, a guy who's experienced, shouldn't have very many growing pains going to a new situation, and someone who's a proven player, has the leadership that Dante Whitner has. So I think the 49ers, a year ago, they were replacing Deshaun Dotson. And they made the commitment to trade up and get Eric Reed in the draft to replace Dotson. Well, they felt like they could do that because they had Whitner. This year, I don't think that they wanted to go that route again to have two young guys at the safety position. So they bring in Bethea, and now they really don't have that huge of a need to select a safety at any point in this draft. Now, this is a draft where the 49ers can address a lot of needs with 11 picks overall, including six in the top 100.
Let's talk about that plethora of picks, and I think the expectation is because the 49ers have a Super Bowl-ready roster that there's an expectation that they're probably going to be doing a lot of moving and shaking on draft weekend.
Well, I think that's what they've done in the past. The first pick is at number 30. I mean, they could very well stay there. They could move up. I think it's probably the more likely scenario would be that they would move up to get somebody they target, but just as likely, maybe not quite as likely, but I mean, it's also within the realm of possibility they move back. So it is wide open for them. And if they get to that number 30 spot, and there are several guys they like, most likely they'd be at the positions of a cornerback or wide receiver, and now maybe of an outside linebacker, 49ers might be tempted to move back. But if there's one guy that they fall in love with, they have the ammo to jump up and get him.
And then finally, Matt, just on offense, what do you think is the next step for Colin Kaepernick at quarterback?
Well, I think the next step is just to get a better handle of his responsibilities within the pocket. It's to make guys around him better, not just rely on two guys, and maybe a lot of that, talking to Jim Harbaugh, is the fault of the other guys, the other wide receivers other than Anquan Boldin, and then after Michael Crabtree came back, he had a couple pretty good weapons there. But we all know that he can make plays with his arm. I think he needs to maybe just show a little bit more inside the pocket. We also know that he can throw the heck out of the football and make big plays in the passing game. To me, it's just the finer points of the game. In his short period of time as a starting quarterback, he's done things that nobody else with the 49ers, even in their illustrious history at the quarterback position, have done. I mean, he's won more playoff games on the road than every quarterback in 49ers history combined, which is amazing when you think of John Brody and Joe Montana and Steve Young, and heck, even Jeff Garcia made a few Pro Bowls, and of course Alex Smith. So Kaepernick has shown the ability to play well in big games. Unfortunately for the 49ers, he made the three turnovers in that NFC Championship game against the Seattle Seahawks, which played a big role in the 49ers staying home for the Super Bowl.
All right, well, Matt Maiocco from CSN Bay Area breaks down the San Francisco 49ers, one of the Eagles' opponents in 2014 in what will surely be a big-time game.